The words of the gradual are, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I welcome you back to school after a long summer vacation. I also welcome our new students and new teachers to our St. Gertrude the Great School. And also I welcome back our internet congregation. You see, children, many people who live too far to attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, they very faithfully watch our daily school Mass from the internet and are very happy that we have now returned on air. Today is not only the first day of school, but also the first Wednesday of the month. And each first Wednesday, we remember Saint Joseph. You see, children, Saint Joseph is the model and protector of all working people, and also the protector of the whole Catholic Church. During his life, Saint Joseph worked very hard to provide food and protection to Jesus and Mary as the head of the Holy Family. And Saint Joseph, as he protected the child Jesus with his work, he now protects the whole Church from heaven. So we start our own work today in the Catholic School of Saint Gertrude the Great. This school is a Catholic school, and it is meant to take care not only that you get a good education, but also take care of your soul. To tell how important this work is, I'll tell you about a world-famous potter. In Stoke-on-Trent, England, there's the headquarters of a big company named Wedgwood. It is famous for their beautiful china, porcelain and luxury accessories, and it was founded in the 1700s by a man called Josiah Wedgwood. Mr. Wedgwood, like St. Joseph, he was a really hard worker, and he was ready to do long hours in making a living for himself and for his family. Mr. Wedgwood is really the inventor of consumer marketing, and he pioneered direct mail, money-back guarantee, self-service, free delivery, buy one, get one free, and pictured catalogs. One day there came to his pottery a wealthy customer. Mr. Wedgwood asked his office boy, who was a boy of 15 years old, to tour the visitor through the plant. Unfortunately, this customer was just as filthy as he was wealthy, and in his speech he cursed and he swore. At first the boy was shocked to hear such a language, but little by little he began to enjoy and laugh at the customer's dirty remarks. Mr. Wedgwood happened to hear some of this bad conversation between the boy and the customer. So he picked up one of his most beautiful vases and went to present it to the customer, calling attention to the variety of beautiful colors and the gorgeous designs. The man was delighted. He reached out to lock the vase himself, and then, just as he touched it, Mr. Wedgwood let it fall to the ground, obviously on purpose, and the precious vase broke into 100 pieces. "What's the idea?" shouted the customer. "I wanted to buy that vase." And Mr. Wedgwood answered sternly, "Friend, there are things more precious than any vase, things that can never be restored once they are ruined. I can make another vase like that, but you can never make another clean heart, another simple faith like that, which you have taken from the boy working for me." Children, breaking the vase was a very effective way to show to this evil man that he was corrupting the child by his evil and dirty speech and by his evil example. In other words, he broke the child's pure soul. And so many people in the world today, they are destroying the souls of children by blasphemy, curse, or immodesty. That's why, children, you go to a Catholic school, to protect your souls from the bad influence of the world and keep your minds sharp and your hearts clean. And running a Catholic school, it takes lots of work, and you, children, must be grateful to your teachers of doing so. The last Sunday's Gospel gave us a great example of being grateful. There Jesus healed 10 lepers, and leprosy was a horrible disease. Our Lord had mercy on these men, and since only the priests could declare them healthy and back to human society, Jesus told the 10 lepers to go and show themselves to priests. And before they even reached their destination, they were made healthy. And seeing that he was now healthy, one of the men turned around and came back to Jesus. He fell upon his face at our Lord's feet and thanked him. And Jesus said, "Were not 10 made clean, and where are the 9? Of course, Jesus knew well that the original number of lepers had been 10, but by asking the question, he wanted to show that the other 9, they had been too busy to return and to say thank you. By the time they had finished their trip to priests, Jesus, who was touring around the country doing good to people, he would have been gone. But Jesus wanted to be thanked, and being both God and man, was humanly speaking hurt when the other 9 forgot him and went on their way. So this school teaches you many things, but most importantly, it tells you to keep your hearts clean and be thankful to God, your Almighty Creator. No matter how busy you are at home or at school, you can never be too busy to thank God. And through the internet, so many people around the world are blessed to watch the Catholic Mass, and they are enormously grateful of your efforts, children. And be you grateful as well, and remember not just to be grateful to all your present teachers, but to one of our past teachers, Miss Patton, as well. Miss Patton cannot be here this year because of her illness, and so many years she has worked hard in this school so that you children would have good education and you would learn your catechism and remember to love God. And now it's your turn to remember and help her. Know your duty as a grateful and thankful student, and say prayers for her every day that she would be healthy and safe again. The best thanks you can give to her and to your other teachers, children, is to be clean of heart, sharp in mind, work hard, and to love God and His Catholic Church more than anything else. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.